time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Hello, this is Ben Brown, the director and curator of the Clark Historical Museum. Currently in the community case is a display celebrating the Girl Scouts. Juliet Gordon Lowe founded Girl Scouts in 1912, with an emphasis on inclusiveness, the outdoors, self-reliance, and service. Girl Scouting in Humboldt County dates back to 1952, when Virginia Marshall started a lone troop in Hoopa. Addie Lee Haas started a second troop in Samoa a few years later. These early troops went camping, where they enjoyed friendship, songs, and adventure, learning outdoor skills much like today's girls. They worked on badges and completed many community service projects. Girls sold cookies to finance their activities. Did you know girls are building their entrepreneurial skills through the cookie sale? By developing key skills like organization, decision-making, people skills, business ethics, and money management? Goal setting helps them decide their future activities and learn to budget. Great skills that help them plan their adventures, whether it's camp, community projects, or travel. In the 1950s, Girl Scouts responded to the Korean War by assembling kits for Korea, pouches of items needed by Korean citizens, and continued to press issues of inclusiveness and equality. In the 1960s and 70s, troop leaders Gene Grundhofer and Joanne Hendricks of Fortuna and Bird Lochte of Eureka carried on Girl Scout traditions of building girls of courage, confidence, and character, who make the world a better place in their respective communities. Their troops focused on the Girl Scout values using patrol systems for different levels. Popular activities continue to concentrate on camping, hiking, and outdoor cooking. The girls also wrote and put on plays, badges, and planned many service projects. As technology plays a larger and larger role in Americans' lives, Girl Scouts stays connected to nature and the great outdoors. So whereas Girl Scouts introduced new badges to promote outdoor activity, they've also continued to provide opportunities for girls to grow their strengths, passions, and talents with activities ranging from teaching STEM concepts to team building, outdoor cooking, and getting ready for camp experiences. From archery clinics to camp, girls love to explore the outdoors, especially on the beautiful North Coast. Camp Tall Trees, a volunteer-run summer camp held at Prairie Creek State Park, serves over 150 girls annually with extended outdoor experiences and technology activities. Today, Girl Scout groups in Humboldt and Del Norte counties have over 700 girls and adults participating. Many of our leaders, such as Elaine Reed, Melissa Morrison, and Cheryl and Derek Kingham, continue to provide Girl Scouting opportunities for girls, even though their own girls have moved on to college or even have Girl Scouts of their own. Does someone you know want to join Girl Scouts or volunteer? Available troops are listed online at gsnorcal.org or call 443-6641. Please visit the Clark Museum and consider becoming a member. We're located at 240 E Street in Old Town Eureka. This is Ben Brown with Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.